Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Most people have felt alone at least once in their life. What about you? Perhaps you've been forgotten by friends or family, and you feel set aside. It could be your child or spouse dies, and you are left. Sometimes you stand alone in conviction when others around you do what you know is wrong. Then there's a scenario you are seriously ill, so you must fight to survive. Maybe you've taken a critical moral stand everyone is against, and you suffer by yourself. Unfortunately, you may have had to leave your home, and you have no idea if or when you can return. Perhaps you're in a marriage you thought was a partnership, but you realized over time you are alone. To all these situations and many more, I strongly encourage you to believe the truth. You are not alone. So what is loneliness? Here are some synonyms: alienation, desolation, heartache, solitude, aloneness, forlornness, friendlessness, lonesomeness, remoteness, seclusion, and withdrawal. Have you ever felt any of these? If you have, again, you're not alone. If you haven't, I wonder if you're being honest about your life. Even Jesus experienced loneliness. Here's a noteworthy point. Being alone and being lonely can be different. While being alone can be sometimes even satisfying, even renewing, being lonely is a place of need. Still, when people feel alone, they usually are also experiencing loneliness. Life is hard. You've heard this before. In fact, we've talked about it before in previous published content. Life truly is hard. In contrast, life is also precious and has moments of beauty and deep meaning. It's such a potpourri of experiences and conditions. Sometimes the state of the world causes me to deeply ponder. Sadly, so many people live in dire circumstances. Too many are starving, homeless, trying to survive war-torn realities, fighting just to exist, trying to raise children in less than helpful circumstances, and so on. These are the realities of some people right now. Then there's your life. I'm confident you have challenges and struggles. Sometimes certain circumstances and relationships can become so piercingly painful, you don't know what to do. You may be navigating life through waters no one can do anything about, even if they want to. Interestingly, even if your life is basically good and mostly calm, there are days you just ache inside with a feeling you can only identify as loneliness. But you're not alone. Have you ever considered how alone Jesus was when he lived on earth? He left his familiar surroundings, his perfect, exquisite heavenly home, and his dear Father to come to this planet. Without cause, he found himself continually threatened for taking a stand for God's ways. Jesus was alone much of the time. Plus, he didn't have a home as an adult. Both Matthew 8:20 and Luke 9:58 say this: "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Nevertheless, Jesus made this planet his home, a home away from home. Why did he do this? Because this is where his dearly loved people live. So, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. John 1, verse 14a. Skipping over to Revelation 21, verse 3, it says, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God." That's stunning. Still, far too many times, Jesus was alone as he faced the religious establishment of that day. He was ostracized for loving the unaccepted groups of people and for having touch contact with lepers. Additionally, Jesus endured the Pharisees too often trying to trick him. And in the end, he was tortured. For what? For being good, for being kind, and for being honest. Additionally, for speaking the truth. Essentially, for being God with us, Emmanuel. Well, finally, Jesus was very, very alone as he hung from a cross to carry out an unthinkable, extremely powerful, and utterly creative secret plan to save people. As you know, even his Father turned away from him as he hung and died. Jesus was very aware of this. At about 3 p.m, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Matthew 27:46 and Mark 15:34. If anyone knows loneliness, it's Jesus, man of sorrows. But that's only part of the story. Jesus also knew with great satisfaction the companionship of God. In fact, they're partners. As he trusted God, even while being ostracized and persecuted by religious leaders, he accomplished God's mission. He trusted God while he did good deeds and cared for people everywhere he went. For example, he fed hungry people, freely gave out living water, raised people from the dead, healed the sick and the blind. On top of all that, Jesus enjoyed his life, whether he was at a special dinner, in a boat, or even in church. Jesus lived fully engaged in the moment. Jesus lived life well. Remarkably, he's also the man of joy, great joy. Interestingly, in the midst of so much loneliness, Jesus nurtured his soul in the undeniable beauty of creation. Meaningfully, Jesus also pursued deeper relationships with others, always holding out his hand of intervention and love. Jesus was known as a friend. As a result, he was found at weddings, parties, births, deaths, and probably bar mitzvahs. Laughing, crying, listening, healing, comforting, simply enjoying the people around him. If anyone knows contentment, it's Jesus, man of joy. Man of sorrows and man of joy. This is Jesus who knew loneliness, and this is God's Son, a friend to the lonely, your friend. You're not alone. Well, there are a lot of hard situations in life. Life's unpredictable. Consequently, there are times you feel the rug is being pulled out from under you. Essentially, you feel hurt, sad, disappointed, and maybe even angry. So, what do you do after giving your very best and it still isn't good enough? What's your next move after pouring into an endeavor that didn't turn out so well? How about the person who lives healthy, food and exercise all their life, but they get the news of cancer. Maybe after befriending someone, they turn around and betray you. What do you do when you've prayed and trusted and the bad thing still happened? How do you keep going when death invades? What about that raise you worked hard for and didn't get? Maybe you saved up just enough money for college or to retire, and something happens to eat into what you worked for. Whatever your circumstances, you're not alone. And I will keep saying this because it's true. When you're lonely, perhaps even surrounded by people, there is hope. Thankfully, there are healthy action steps you can put into practice. You're not alone when you do life with God. So here are some action steps to help you when you're feeling alone. Number one, identify you are lonely. That's the first step. Number two, ask yourself good questions to discover why you are lonely. If you can change something, do so. Number three, ask God for wisdom, strength, and creative strategies to manage your loneliness. Four, proactively work to lift your spirit. Be intentional. It's better than being stuck in loneliness. And interestingly, there's power in rising up into a healthy direction. Five, claim scriptures that speak to your heart. Remember, God's written word is alive and active. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Number six, hope in God when you are lonely. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 42, 5, verse 11, and Psalm 43, 5. Number seven, some people find it helpful to journal feelings. Maybe add a prayer of faith, too. Eight, involve another person or persons in an activity or time of fellowship. Number nine, don't turn to food. Instead, let food be an add-on to make special times more meaningful. 10. Get good sleep. Too often, life has a way of stealing your rest. Number 11. Get exercise. Take a walk. Stretch. Get your heart and lungs going. Incidentally, this increases positive mood. Number 12. Make a favorite drink. Take time to enjoy it. Reflect on uplifting thoughts. And at the same time, enjoy God's presence. 13. Call a dear friend and share what you're going through. Ask them to pray for you. 14. Rise up and practice joy. Since joy is a choice, you can do this. Number 15. Focus on and practice Christ-like character. And then number 16. By faith, draw near to Emmanuel, God with you. Those are some helpful action steps to employ, to put into practice when you're feeling lonely. There's a couple of scriptures that I'd like to share with you as well. One is from Hebrews 13, 5, where Jesus says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." And then from Matthew 28, verse 20, "Surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age." All right, here are some application thoughts and questions over this content. First of all, are you often lonely? Number two, do you believe God is with you and will never leave you? Three, what specific action steps from this content will you practice to overcome loneliness? List them. Number four, why not use loneliness as a platform to proactively know Jesus better? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.